Hi there. Welcome back to my podcast. Yes, it feels so good to be back again as usual. The last time we were here was, that was when? 31st of December, 2021. So it's safe to say Happy New Year. You see this exact line, right? In fact, we're going to talk about this today because there's been ongoing conversations online. As in, people are asking, when is the best time to stop wishing anyone a happy new year? When is the best time of the year? A lot of people have dropped their 2 cents. Some said January 2nd, and I'm like, whoa, relax. Some said January 3rd. Another person said January 5th. One person said March. One other person said April. So also like me, I'm like, what up? Like, slow your rolls, relax. Now, like, I'm going to tell you mine. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to, you know, roll with mine. And I mean, however you've been doing it over the years, like, stick to it. But this is just me, right? I'm going to personalize these and just put it out there. And that's going to be our topic for today, actually. Yes, because it is the start of the third episode. Woohoo! In fact, we deserve all of the accolades. You, my listeners, and I, myself, we all deserve the accolades because without you all, of course, this podcast would not be in existence. You guys have been keeping me going, and I want to use this opportunity to say a big thank you to all my listeners thus far. Both the new listeners, the existing ones, the ones that have stuck by me. And now I just want to say, stay with me, like the song playing in the background. Yes, I'm going to personalize it and say, please stay with me. Do not give up on me because we are in this together and we're in it to win it. Exactly. And I'm going to reiterate this. You know, it's okay for people to, you know, tell you to do something like, okay, don't worry. They're egging you on. They're like, you know what, do this, will be there for you. And it is like an entirely different big deal when they're there, sticking it out for you and supporting you. And that's what best describes my listeners. You guys are awesome. When you guys told me to like start this podcast, I was like, really? I know I love to talk. I mean, I was an OAP for years. You know, I know I have a lot that goes on in my head and I'm very expressive and I just like to like say things, ask questions and communicate and converse with people, right? But then I'm like, okay, whatever. It was supposed to be like a hello, bye kind of thing. I mean, look at us now. 2 episodes later on the verge of beginning the third, sorry, 2 seasons later and on the verge of beginning the third season. Voila, we're here. Better, stronger. The views of the slash listens keep increasing and all that. I am so, so thankful. So now I'm going to go on a very short break. And when I come back, we're going to discuss this whole idea of, oh, when is the right time to stop wishing people a happy new year, you know, at the time of the year. And of course, I'm going to just tell you what happened over the holiday. Like, and I had to go to the hospital at some point. Yes, but don't worry, I'm fine. I'm getting better. So don't go nowhere because I'll be right back. It's just going to be a mellow, you know, mellow chill day. You know, no pressure. I'll be right back. With Lady Vava. Oh, welcome back. And yes, let me correct this again. I know at the start of the podcast, I said a third episode. Excuse me, like, who are you? I was just gonna say the third season. Like, goodness me, this is a freaking big deal. So this is the start of the third season, of course, and it is episode 1. So yes, this is Lifestyle with Lady Vava, and we have been rocking and rolling for the past 2 seasons, and we're on the verge of cruising through the third season. I'm excited to do this with you, and I'll do this with you over and over again. Now, before I went on that short break, right, I talked about
this online conversation that's been going on, you know, just on a very light note, nothing serious, you know. We're just literally cruising like cray cray, you know, online. And people are like, you know what, we need to like put this to rest. When is the best time to stop wishing people a happy new year at the time of year? Like I said, some said January 3rd. I'm like, what up? Someone said January 2nd. I'm like, excuse you? You know, some said, I saw somewhere someone said April. One other person said May. And I'm like, you must be kidding me. Like, now I'm going to speak for myself, right? This is how it works for me. From January up until probably the first week in February, maybe. Yes, just maybe. For every person I haven't seen, you know, in a particular year. Now, I'm using 2022 as, you know, a case study. For every person I haven't seen this year, I'll keep wishing you a happy new year for every first time we meet in the year up until February. Now, I can guarantee you on the, like, maybe second week in February, I may or I may not wish you a happy new year. I'll just be like, oh my God, have we seen this year? Oh, it feels so good to see you again. Where you been? You know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, maybe sometimes it maybe depends on my mood. I might wish you a happy new year. The second week in February, maybe, but in the third week, I don't think I would do that because at that point, like, second week is like what, Valentine's week, right? Valentine's Day week and all that. And everybody at that point is love crazy and talking about having to, you know, go on dates with your loved ones and paint town red and all that. So I don't think anyone really care for the happy new year, you know, slogan or line or liner or whatever you call it. I don't think anyone would care for it at that point. Everybody's like, oh my God, happy Valentine's Day and all that. So yes, I'm going to stop it the first week in February and probably second week if it's someone, oh my God, my friend, I've not seen you that year, so oh my God, happy new year, and by the way, happy Valentine's Day and blah blah blah. So yes, that's for me. So I don't expect you to expect a happy new year from you on March, but in case you wish me happy new year, Mark, probably we're just seeing for the first time, I will by all means accept it. Why not? And I would, of course, I'll say back to you like happy new year. We keep it moving. So I don't think there are rules to this stuff. Like, I know some people that, like, that take it so seriously. Someone actually told me that if someone wishes her a happy new year by middle of January, she's gonna, like, you know, not even respond. She's gonna, like, you know, go quicker. And I'm like, why would you do that? Like, if you see the person for the first time or the person is seeing for the first time, whatever it is, of course, just be courteous enough, just respond with a happy new year. It's no big deal. It's not like anyone's gonna drop dead or whatever. So that is my take. That is me. That's what works for me, and that's what has been working for me. Now, the funny thing is, I think this will be the first time ever that I would even, like, really think this through. And that was because I saw it online. I'm like, the same questions people were asking, like, when is the right time to take off all the Christmas decor in your house? Like, take it off, pull them down, the Christmas tree, the Christmas lightings and all that. And I'm going to use the previous years. Okay, like last 2 years. I think I left mine till end of January. Yes, before I finally, you know, pulled it down and all that. Now, there's this very beautiful, all glittery gold Christmas decor in form of a cone shape. You know, when you look at it, it almost looks like it's like another version of a Christmas tree, right? Now, that, because I got it in 2019, yes. And then I remember after the whole Christmas and New Year's celebration, I was kind of like looking for where to put it. And I didn't want to put it in a place where the glitters will like rub off and it's not looking all ashy and dusty and very unattractive. So guess what I did? Somehow I just left it in my sitting room. And I speak to you, 2 years plus later, it's still sitting in my sitting room. In fact, still standing in my sitting room. And it now looks like an interior decor. It looks like a decor in its own. Like, it takes people forever on a day to realize that, wait a minute, this is like supposed to be like a Christmas decoration, right? And they're like, oh my God, my eyes kind of like got so used to it, I thought it was part of your interior decor and all that. So but the lights and other stuff, I take them down, like, you know, end of January. I just want to see those pretty lights and enjoy the lights while we wait another 11 months plus, you know, to like start again with the Christmas and New Year celebrations and all of the razzmatazz that goes on with it. Yes. So that is it. Then this is supposed to be a topic on its own, and I think we're going to discuss that on the next episode. What's a New Year resolution? Now, I don't think it's cool or cute to put New Year resolutions and Little Fava in the same sentence. So yes, we're going to talk about that the next episode, because that thing, no, I don't want to hear that. Annoying, like annoying. Alrighty, I'm going to go on another short break. Yes, I got to pay some bills, because you know that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen. You know, Vivalicious Kitchen is an online kitchen that serves all kind of meals, all kind of soups, egusi soup, oha soup, white soup, edi kankan, bakery, ewedu, all kind of soups, and stews like fried chicken stew, goat meat stew, beef stew, all kind of sauce like, you know, egg sauce, vegetable sauce. And of course, jollof rice, smoky party jollof, party style fried rice, steamed rice, coconut rice, native jollof rice, and any kind of meal. All you have to do is just call 0703-242-4488 to place your orders and make inquiries. And you can also visit their page at Vivalicious Kitchen on Instagram and on Facebook. Yes. So right now I'm going to go pay some bills, and when I come back, we'll just round off, you know, just the third and final phase of this podcast. Like I said, it's just a mellow day. It's just like, hey, yo fam, it's the start of a new year. It's the start of a new season. You know, let's get the show on the road kind of thing, you know. So I'll be right back. Do not go nowhere. Are you looking for that meal to surprise your loved ones with without breaking the bank? Are you looking for that special meal that will get your taste buds excited? Look no further, as Vivalicious Kitchen has got you covered. Call 0703-242-4488. Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul. Yeah, so welcome back. And this is the third and final phase of this podcast. And yes, we just heard a little ad from Vivalicious Kitchen, which is an online kitchen that serves all kind of meals and leaders, you know, and then you can call them to cater for your parties, your get-together parties, your birthday parties, your wedding parties, any kind of events. They do indoor and outdoor cooking, and yes, home service as well. And trust me, their meals are phenomenal. And I'm not saying it's because I'm the one behind it, but it is as real as can be. My clients can testify, like they always do. So please call 0703-242-4488 and make all the inquiries you want to, and place your orders. Yes. So before I went on that break, yes, I was talking about the conversation that, an online conversation, yes. And the question has been thrown, when is the right time to stop wishing people a happy new year at the start of the year? And people have said all sorts. I saw someone on Twitter say something like, I'm going to keep wishing everyone a happy new year until they're tired of hearing it from me, even if I've seen you 10 times in a year. And I'm like, relax. And he's like, yes, I will do that. Why? Because all of a sudden, this is a problem. This is an issue. All of a sudden, this is a thing. Why is everyone talking about it? I'm like, that is true. It has never really been a thing until someone just woke up and started a conversation. The funny thing there is, it's not like it's been a thing to me, but I know it's something I think I've discussed with my mom before. I remember, and we're talking about it. I'm like, I wonder when it's okay to stop wishing someone a happy new year in the year. We just casually talked about it. So now fast forward to 2022, it is now a thing. It's not an online conversation, and people are literally cruising with it. Why people? Some people are taking it personally, holding up to their chest. Why some are like being goofy and funny about it, but it's all good. Like I said, I'm gonna keep wishing you a happy new year until say the middle of February. whereby at that point I'm going to switch tone and start wishing you happy Valentine's Day or happy Valentine's week or whatever it is. But after that, I don't think, do not expect any happy new year from me. Now it depends. I might be in the mood and by March I see you, I wish you a happy new year, but don't expect me to wish you a happy new year in April, because I know between March and April, what, we're talking about Easter and all that, so you know. Well, like I said, I'm personalizing this, and this is about me, and this is what I would do. So you do you, and then we'll keep it moving. So there's literally nothing much to talk about today other than, wow, we've come a long way. And it is so interesting that I ended 2021 with, I ended it with season two, right, of this podcast. And I'm beginning 2022 with a fresh season. Like, is it coincidental? I don't know. Maybe it's divine, you know. Maybe it's just heaven made, you know, God ordained, whatever it is. I will go with whatever flow. And like I said, you, my listeners, are the real MVPs. And you saw I posted on my WhatsApp status on how they were congratulated my podcasts and also my listeners for riding through 2021 with awesome content, and how you all over the world have been listening in and your support thus far. And yes, I'll keep saying it. I would never get tired of saying it. Y'all are the real MVPs, period, point blank. Alrighty, so once again, this is the start of a new season. Welcome to season three of Lifestyle with Lady Vava. And in subsequent episodes, we'll be talking about a whole lot. Trust me, I don't think you're even ready for what's about to pop this year. There's going to be so much. The content will be like, wow, you'll be wowed. You know, something different, something very exciting, and of course, something very educated. Like, I'm all about, you know, sensitizing people and educating people and stuff. And of course, learning from y'all as well. And it's a win-win, exactly, period. Yes. So yeah, this is where I call it a WRAP. I call it a wrap for today's episode, which is more of like introducing the new season and also wishing everyone a happy new year and just taking things slow, because when we're coming back the next time, we're coming back strong, feisty, vivacious with all of that energy. And then trust me, we're gonna go on the fun and the joyride. And yes, my top 10 Ninja hit songs will keep popping up. We did volume 2, which we used in the year last year, and I'm compiling volume 3. A lot of people are already asking. Not to worry, there's gonna be a schedule for it, and then we'll keep it moving and then we'll see how that goes. So once again, I want to say thank you for listening in, and then this is my time to say my goodbyes. So ciao ciao, and do have a beautiful, beautiful hump day. Yes, it's the hump day, it's Wednesday, and I know you all are having fun. So yes, now before I go, I'm gonna say this like I usually say, please always go out with a form of an ID. Maintain social distancing, go out with your nose masks and your hand sanitizers, and be safe out there. Bye-bye. Are you looking for that meal to surprise your loved ones with without breaking the bank? Are you looking for that special meal that will get your taste buds excited? Look no further, as Vavalicious Kitchen has got you covered. Call 0703-242-4488. Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.